Exercise 4. Can we find some way of keeping both ideas, morality as impartiality and special parental obligations? Can we understand them in a way that makes them compatible with one another? As it turns out, this is not difficult. We can say that impartiality requires us to treat people in the same way, only when there are no relevant differences between them. This qualification is obviously needed, quite apart from any considerations about parents and children. For example, it is not a failure of impartiality to imprison a convicted criminal while innocent citizens go free, because there is a relevant difference between them. One has committed a crime, the others have not, to which we can appeal to justify the difference in treatment. Other examples come easily to mind. But once we have admitted this qualification, we can make use of it to solve our problem about parental obligations. The fact that a child is one's own can be taken as providing the relevant difference that justifies treating it differently.